Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast for Thursday afternoon, January 29, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Biomed news breaks. Sologenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM. Sologenix Inc. is addressing critical gaps in CTCL treatment with its novel therapy, Hybrite TM. The visible light-activated photodynamic therapy targets malignant T cells in early-stage CTCL, reducing lesions with statistically significant efficacy. Unlike UV-based therapies, Hybrite minimizes damage to healthy tissue. Sologenix aims to seek regulatory approvals for potential commercialization worldwide, offering hope for patients with rare diseases.
Seeing the possibilities, living with low vision. Millions of Americans are living with low vision, facing challenges in everyday tasks. Conditions like age-related macular degeneration, cataracts, and diabetic retinopathy can cause this impairment. Simple adjustments like brighter lights and magnifiers can help, but for more severe cases, vision rehabilitation services offer support. Visit nei.nih.gov/vision rehab for more information on living with low vision.
Investor news breaks: Sologenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM. Sologenix Inc. is targeting critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM, a visible light-activated photodynamic therapy designed to treat early-stage CTCL. Unlike traditional UV-based therapies, Hybrite minimizes damage to healthy tissue while effectively reducing CTCL lesions. Sologenix's innovative approach aims to address the challenging diagnostic and treatment landscape of rare diseases like CTCL.
Network news breaks: Sologenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM. Sologenix Inc. is tackling critical gaps in CTCL treatment with its innovative therapy, Hybrite TM. The company's visible light-activated photodynamic therapy, Hybrite, shows promising results in reducing CTCL lesions in early-stage patients. Unlike traditional UV-based treatments, Hybrite minimizes damage to healthy tissue. Sologenix aims to address unmet medical needs in rare diseases like CTCL with its advanced therapeutic approach. Biomed news breaks: Sologenix Inc. targets critical gaps in CTCL treatment with HybriteTM.com. Sologenix Inc. is targeting critical gaps in CTCL treatment with Hybrite TM, a visible light-activated photodynamic therapy designed for early-stage CTCL. Clinical data show Hybrite's efficacy in reducing CTCL lesions while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Sologenix focuses on developing and commercializing products for rare diseases with unmet medical needs, including Hybrite TM for CTCL treatment.
BioVaxys reports positive phase 2 data from avaripep and MVP-S plus pembrolizumab and low-dose cyclophosphamide in metastatic bladder cancer. BioVaxys Technology Corp reports positive phase 2 data from avaripep and MVP-S in combination with pembrolizumab and low-dose cyclophosphamide in metastatic bladder cancer. The study shows promising results with objective responses in 5 out of 17 patients, including 2 complete responses and 3 partial responses. The combination therapy also demonstrated durable clinical benefit and increased surviving specific T cells, supporting the potential of MVP-S to enhance checkpoint inhibitor activity in solid tumors. Protein buildup in brain blood vessels linked with increased 5-year risk of dementia. New research suggests that the buildup of proteins in brain blood vessels, known as cerebral amyloid angiopathy, is linked to a 4-fold increased risk of developing dementia within 5 years. This finding, based on a study of nearly 2 million adults with Medicare coverage, emphasizes the importance of proactive cognitive screening for individuals with this condition to prevent further decline.
Stroke survivors may be less lonely, have better recovery, if they can share their feelings. Stroke survivors who struggle to share their feelings may face slower recovery, increased loneliness, and more challenges 1 year after a stroke, according to a study to be presented at the American Stroke Association's International Stroke Conference 2026. Researchers emphasize the importance of creating a supportive environment where survivors feel comfortable discussing their experiences to enhance their overall recovery.
New app to detect social interactions after stroke may help improve treatment recovery. A new smartwatch app, SocialBit, utilizes machine learning to detect social interactions among stroke survivors in hospitals. This technology aims to enhance treatment strategies by focusing on strengthening social ties, potentially improving physical recovery and quality of life. Developed by researchers at the American Stroke Association's International Stroke Conference 2026, this app offers a unique approach to monitoring social engagement for those with neurological conditions.
New risk assessment tool may help predict dementia after a stroke. A new risk prediction tool accurately identifies stroke survivors with the highest risk of developing dementia within a decade of having a stroke, a large study in Canada reveals. Factors like age, disability, stroke type, diabetes, cognitive symptoms, and depression play a role. This tool could help design better clinical trials and interventions to lower dementia risk post-stroke. Tear in inner lining of neck artery may not raise stroke risk in first 6 months of diagnosis. Adults with dissecting aneurysm in the neck artery wall did not face a higher stroke risk in the first 6 months after diagnosis. A global registry analysis revealed this data provides crucial insights for diagnosing and treating individuals with this condition, offering reassurance to patients. The study to be presented at the International Stroke Conference 2026 sheds light on managing cervical artery dissection and dissecting aneurysms.
Older adults' driving habits offer window into brain health, cognitive decline. A recent study of over 200 older adults found that changes in driving habits could be an early indicator of brain health issues and cognitive decline. Researchers noted that white matter damage in the brain was linked to risky driving behaviors, especially in those who later developed dementia. Taking blood pressure medications, particularly ACE inhibitors, was associated with safer driving habits despite brain damage. These findings suggest that monitoring driving behavior could help identify older adults at higher risk for cognitive problems.
Data analysis finds multiple antiplatelets linked to worse outcomes after a brain bleed. A recent study found that people hospitalized for a brain bleed who were taking multiple antiplatelet medications had a higher risk of dying in the hospital. Those on aspirin alone had similar outcomes to those not on any antiplatelet drugs. Research suggests a need to reevaluate care for patients with brain bleeds who were on antiplatelet medications. The study will be presented at the American Stroke Association's International Stroke Conference 2026.
Women with stroke history twice as likely to have another during or soon after pregnancy. Female stroke survivors are over twice as likely to have another stroke during or shortly after pregnancy, a study reveals. Pregnant women with a history of stroke faced an 82% higher risk of ischemic stroke, with obesity also increasing the risk by 25%. These findings underscore the importance of tailored care and risk reduction strategies for pregnant women with a history of stroke.
Stimulating the brain with electromagnetic therapy after stroke may help reduce disability. Stimulating the brain with electromagnetic therapy after stroke may help reduce disability. A preliminary study presented at the American Stroke Association's International Stroke Conference 2026 suggests that combining electromagnetic network targeted field, ENTF therapy, with physical therapy significantly reduced disability in stroke survivors after 90 days. The therapy targets specific brain connections and shows promise in improving functional recovery post-stroke.
Ophthalmologist Matthew Hammond, MD, recognized as a 2026 Castle Connolly Top Doctor. Ophthalmologist Matthew Hammond, MD, of Carrot LASIK and Eye Center in Mesa, AZ, has been named a 2026 Castle Connolly Top Doctor for the 14th consecutive year. Dr. Hammond, a specialist in refractive surgery, is recognized for his excellence in patient care and outcomes. Utilizing advanced technologies, he offers procedures like LASIK, PRK, and cataract surgery with premium IOL implantation. Castle Connolly selects honorees based on stringent criteria, ensuring top quality care for patients.
Ophthalmologist Michael A. Harrion, MD, named a 2026 Castle Connolly Top Doctor. Ophthalmologist Michael A. Harrion, MD, has been named a 2026 Castle Connolly Top Doctor for the second consecutive year. Dr. Harrion, affiliated with Carrot LASIK and Eye Center in Mesa, AZ, is recognized for his expertise in advanced surgical and medical vision correction services. Only 7% of licensed physicians nationwide receive this prestigious designation annually, highlighting Dr. Harrion's commitment to exceptional patient care and clinical excellence.
Sinobiological expands research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. Sinobiological expands its research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. The company has launched high-purity Neve grams and F proteins essential for understanding viral entry mechanisms and screening therapeutic antibodies. They are also developing Neve N proteins and pre-fusion and post-fusion F trimer proteins to meet the urgent needs of researchers combating Neve.
Sinobiological expands research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. Sinobiological expands its research reagent portfolio to support global Nipah virus vaccine and diagnostic development. With recent reports of knee infections in West Bengal, India, the company is fast-tracking the availability of critical research tools. These include high-purity Nevive grams and F proteins, essential for understanding viral entry mechanisms and screening therapeutic antibodies. Sinobiological aims to empower researchers in combating the high mortality pathogen.
Novel therapy helps tumor cells welcome cancer treatment. New research from a U.S. academic team suggests that the barrier preventing immunotherapy from effectively treating solid tumors may be more fragile than once believed. Enterprises like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., engaged in advancing immunotherapy, are likely interested in these findings.
Stroke prevention and treatment during and after pregnancy are key to women's health. A new scientific statement from the American Heart Association and endorsed by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists emphasizes the importance of stroke prevention and treatment during and after pregnancy for women's health. The statement details risk factors, prevention strategies, and the need for more research to improve outcomes for mothers and babies impacted by maternal stroke. Stroke during pregnancy or postpartum, though rare, can be life-threatening, highlighting the critical need for increased awareness and coordinated care. Being a night owl may increase your heart risk. New research from the American Heart Association suggests that middle-aged and older adults who are night owls may have worse cardiovascular health, especially women. Data from the UK Biobank shows that night owls exhibit unhealthy behaviors like poor diet, insufficient sleep, and smoking, leading to a higher risk of heart attack and stroke. Improving lifestyle habits could help lower this risk, researchers say.
Dr. Manchur Singh sets a new standard in deep plane facelift and blepharoplasty in New York City. Dr. Manchur Singh, a renowned facial plastic surgeon in New York City, is setting a new standard in deep plane facelift and blepharoplasty. With triple board certification and a focus on natural, long-lasting results, Dr. Singh's expertise in facial rejuvenation has made him a sought-after specialist. His meticulous approach and commitment to patient care have established him as a leader in modern facial surgery.
Windermere Medical Group, recognized as a Castle Connolly Top 5 Physician Practice in Georgia. Windermere Medical Group has been recognized as a Castle Connolly Top 5 Physician Practice in Georgia, boasting the highest number of Castle Connolly top doctors in primary care in the state. This acknowledgement underscores their dedication to clinical excellence and position as a premier provider of comprehensive medical services in North Georgia. Windermere Medical Group offers integrated primary care, urgent care, and specialized medical services across multiple locations in the region.
HikeTex earns Epic Toolbox designation for note reader CDI integration of CAPD 360 Insight. HikeTex Solutions Inc. has earned Epic's Toolbox designation for note reader CDI integration of CAPD 360 Insight, allowing clinicians to produce compliant medical records in real time. HikeTex remains the only AI solution that doesn't require physicians to change their documentation habits. This integration with Epic represents an endorsement of HikeTex's quality and connection practices within Note Reader CDI, offering advanced capabilities to streamline physician and CDI interactions. Snot Healthcare launches innovative senior transportation partnership with City of West Haven CT. Snot Healthcare has launched a new partnership with the City of West Haven PT to offer non-emergency medical transportation and senior center shuttle services. The focus is on trust, safety, and efficiency, with vehicles equipped with security features like cameras and GPS tracking. SNAS' commitment to transparency and fraud prevention sets them apart in the industry. President Paulina Wiers-Bicka emphasizes the importance of enhancing municipalities' control and verification processes.
A smashing success in Elmont, New Orleans, NRNRUS, Nursing 101 book signing brunch delivered a unique and joyful healthcare celebration. In Elmont, New Orleans, the Nursing 101 book signing brunch was a hit, bringing together healthcare professionals for a unique and joyful celebration. Held at Lespot Cafe, the event featured nurses, physicians, and community leaders engaging in conversations about improving patient care and community health. Author Lorraine Voltaire emphasized the vital role of well-prepared nurses in fostering healthier communities, with the event culminating in a festive atmosphere of education and empowerment.
Cardiologist Dr. Manzoor Morshed named the 2026 Castle Connolly top doctor for the fourth consecutive year. Dr. Morshed, with Avicenna Cardiology in New York, specializes in hypertension, coronary artery disease, heart failure, and arrhythmias. Recognized for his expertise in cardiovascular care, he utilizes advanced diagnostic procedures and technologies to provide comprehensive patient care. Castle Connolly top doctors are selected based on peer nominations and rigorous criteria.
One day in news. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.